This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome to the show, Newsmax TV, hour number one. And hour number three on my USA radio show. Really big day in Trump land. Another big day, big Supreme Court ruling. And all Trump's enemies are being vanquished. Ben Stein, who used to be a never-Trumper, a very moderate Republican, even he's come out and said, this is an economic miracle. Trump's amazing. And so my latest commentary ran yesterday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, 16th biggest newspaper in America, about the miracle, the Donald Trump economic miracle. And then I've got a new one. That should be coming out at a major conservative website. I want to read it to you. The Trump miracle is even better than Reagan. It's time for a victory lap. As Muhammad Ali once said, it ain't bragging if you could back it up. Here at Fox News Opinion, I predicted back in July of 2015. Think back. July of 2015. And that was just days after Trump declared for president. That was 3 years ago. That Donald Trump would be the greatest job creator ever. For black Americans, for Hispanic Americans, for females, for gays, and for Muslims. In short, I predicted President Trump would create jobs for everyone, including his worst critics. I predicted under President Trump there'd be a job in every pot. And not just any jobs. Obama created nothing but crappy, part-time, low-wage jobs. I predicted Trump would produce full-time, middle-class jobs. Don't look now, but it's all happened. Trump is our generation's Reagan. Reagan was my hero. I can't believe I'm saying this, but Trump may actually be better than Reagan. Matter of fact, I think he is better than Reagan. Now, Reagan produced millions of good-paying middle-class jobs, unprecedented prosperity, and the greatest economic expansion in world history. Trump is on track to surpass Reagan's economic success. Let's start with the May jobs report. U.S. job growth sharply accelerated. Non-farm payrolls increased by 223,000. Smashing expectations by 33,000 jobs. Bravo, Trump. Manufacturing gained 18,000 jobs. Construction, 25,000 jobs. Mining gained 6,000 jobs. The jobless rate now 3.8%, the lowest since November of 1969. I say 1969. Great year. Man landed on the moon on my birthday, July 20th, 1969. That's how long ago it was. I was 8 years old. Black unemployment, the lowest ever. Hispanic unemployment, the lowest ever. Female unemployment, the lowest in 50 years. I'm sure gays and Muslims are enjoying record low unemployment, too. There just isn't a measurement for those groups. Wages are up 2.7% for the year. Happy days are here again. A wage increase of any size was just a rumor in the 8 years under Obama. But wait, I haven't even gotten to the really good news yet. The number of full-time jobs rose by 904,000 for the month of May. That's the biggest monthly increase this century. We also lost 625,000 low-quality, low-wage, part-time jobs. I call them Obama jobs. Good riddance to Obama and good riddance to those jobs, those crappy jobs. When liberals praised Obama for creating jobs over his 8 years, I pointed out that his own former chief economic advisor proved that overwhelming majority of those jobs created under Obama were crappy, low-wage, part-time jobs. In the Obama era, every job required food stamps and free health care to survive. Now, the Trump miracle produces the exact opposite of Obama. With Trump's economy, it's all about full-time, high-wage jobs. But wait, there's more good news. GDP, gross domestic product, is the only real way to measure if an economy is healthy or not. The Atlanta Fed just predicted GDP for the second quarter will be a blistering 4.8%. That's a number not seen since the days of Reagan. The USA has moved back to number one in the world in the Global Economic Competitiveness Index, thanks to President Trump's massive tax cuts and killing of regulations. We're now ahead of booming economies like Hong Kong and Singapore and Switzerland. A record 35% of small businesses reported paying higher wages to employees last month. 74% of employers plan to pay $11 an hour or higher compared to 53% a year ago. 74% now, 53% a year ago. Small business is exploding and thriving under Trump. Why is all this happening? First, Trump cut taxes dramatically, so now business owners can afford to share the wealth. Second, Trump is killing regulations at the fastest pace of any president in history, so business owners could spend our money on paying higher wages instead of on lawyer bills. And third, here's the big one. Trump's strict immigration policies are working overtime. Excuse the pun. Working overtime? Get it? 40%. I realize Obama's voters and Hillary's voters don't like to work overtime. 40% of employers are using E-Verify to hire only legal American citizens, up from 25% last year. 40% using E-Verify now, 25% last year. Trump's policies are supercharging the economy for American citizens, not illegals. Now to a little personal example. I'm on the front lines of the economy. I have no safe job, no safe paycheck, no pension. I'm a small businessman and entrepreneur, which means I spend my life pitching deals and hustling 24/7. I'm the perfect laboratory experiment to tell you if the economy is working or not. Under Obama, I pitched many deals, but never raised $1 in 8 long years. Nothing, zip, nada, zero. There was no life, there was no pulse, there was no hope under Obama for entrepreneurs like me. It was a dynamic economy for illegal aliens, for people on welfare, for people on food stamps, but for the job creators and the financial risk takers and the business owners, it was a disaster. Everything has changed under Trump. The world of money has opened up. Everyone is buying again. Everyone is writing checks again. I'm living proof. I'm raising money for business deals, and groups are banging down my doors to invest. Investors are begging me to take their checks. That never happened in 8 long years under Obama. Coincidence? It's a new day for President Trump. We're free to make money again. We're free to practice capitalism without guilt. We can celebrate success. The sun is out. The skies are blue. There's a job in every pot. The Trump miracle lives. And President Donald J. Trump should be the runaway winner of the 2018 Nobel Economic Prize. And yes, so far, he's even better than Reagan. That's my commentary coming out at a major conservative website near you. Can you imagine, can I take a Muhammad Ali moment and brag a little bit here? Can you imagine that in July of 2015, I said Trump would be the greatest Hispanic jobs creator ever and the greatest black jobs creator ever and the greatest female creator ever of jobs? Greatest president ever to create jobs for females. And can you imagine that now he's got the lowest Hispanic unemployment rate ever, lowest black unemployment rate ever, and lowest female in over 50 years? And Ben Stein, remember him from that famous movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off? Ben Stein was the teacher, and he's a part-time actor, and he's an economist, and he's a guy who goes in the media, you know, to debate a commentator about politics. And he says, Trump has a kind of magic he gives off, kind of a magic. He says, the magic wand is optimism. Business runs on optimism. Optimism is the heartbeat of the economy. I think everyone in the hiring end of that world is optimistic now that the government is not going to stomp on their oxygen hose, not going to do anything tricky to stamp them down, to keep them down. How about taxing them to death? How about regulating them to death? How about Obama carrying them to death so they're bankrupt? How about saying, you didn't build that? How about sicking the IRS on them? It's just little things like that. No big deal. How about climate changing them to death? It's been sort of a miracle, Ben Stein said. I mean, I hate to think maybe I'm dreaming this and I'm going to wake up and it's not true, but it is a miraculous recovery. Mr. Trump has a kind of magic he gives off. And the numbers are magic. 322,000 jobs in the manufacturing field alone since Trump took office. And just over the last 2 months, 256,000 manufacturing jobs are created. That's more than the last 30 months combined. Wow, Donald Trump, you are a magic man. Now to that Supreme Court ruling, Franklin Graham. Bakery ruling, huge win for religious freedom. The Supreme Court sides with a Colorado baker who refused to make a wedding cake for same-sex couples. And here's what I said on my radio show, and I will say it again to all of you in this last hour of my radio show and the only hour of my Newsmax national TV show. I believe in the U.S. Constitution. I believe in freedom of speech. I am a Jew. Right? If a Jew, how about even go a step further, a gay Jew, walked into a bakery in Dearborn, Michigan, run by Muslims, and they said, I will not bake a cake for a gay Jewish wedding. You know whose side I'd be on? The Muslim baker. You know why? It's his store. You can't make him do something that's against everything he believes in. Now, I hate everything he believes in. I disagree with him. I don't like his views. Okay? But having said that, you can't force him at the might of government and put a gun to his head and try and destroy him and knock him out of business because you don't like his political views. And what the Supreme Court ruling did, we had an expert on my radio show, a constitutional lawyer who's a constitutional expert. And he's so on the money. Here's what the Supreme Court did. They didn't say it's illegal to turn down someone because you don't like them. For instance, I'm Jewish. If a Nazi walked in my bakery, could I refuse to make a Nazi cake? Yes. But could I legally refuse to sell him anything, including what's in the display case? No. If it's already made, it's a regular cake, it's got sprinkles on top, and he wants to buy it, and he's got Nazi symbols up and down his arms, I still do have an obligation, I believe, based on today's Supreme Court ruling, to sell it to him. If he asks me to make something special, a cake with a Nazi on top, with Adolf Hitler on top, saying, we love you, Adolf Hitler's great, I can say no to that. Of course I can. Why would a Jew make a cake celebrating Hitler? But I could sell him a cake with sprinkles on it, and that's fair. That's splitting the baby. That's exactly where I stand. I'm not going to give you a cake celebrating Hitler, but I'll give you a cake. Even if you're a Nazi, I'll take your $25. And if you're a Muslim and you want to not make a cake for me, I think you have every right to not make a cake for a Jew. That's called freedom. You may not like it, but that's what makes America great. We fight on the side of freedom. But here in Colorado, this commission tried to destroy the baker because they had an agenda against Christians. That's not America. And that's what the Supreme Court ruled by a 7-2 vote. Bravo. Bravo. Some liberal jerk on that commission who hates Christians, some atheist commie who hates Christians, tried to destroy this baker's business. How sad. All right, when we get back, we'll take your calls. No guests today. Your calls. 833-WAR-TALK. Get in the line now. They're empty. We're opening them now. Go. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. By the way, my website, RootForAmerica.com. You can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. And you can find me on Twitter at RealWayneRoot. More now. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, PrepareWithWayne.com. PrepareWithWayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or PrepareWithWayne.com.
War now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Welcome back. Wayne Allyn Root, Newsmax TV, my Power Hour. I call a Root Reaction, the aftermath. It's hour number 3, after 8 o'clock on the East Coast, after 5 on the West. The day is done, and I've got a chance here to look at the aftermath and give you my reaction, my Root Reaction, and get your reaction. This segment of the show, sponsored by the Landis Tax Group, I'm sad to say, the 3 letters that promote the most fear in the English language are IRS. Isn't that sad? Our own government scares people more than anything else in the world. I had my own IRS experience. I searched nationally for the most notable and prestigious tax attorneys in America, and I chose Sam Landis and the Landis Tax Group. Not only did he fix my IRS problem once, he did it twice. I walked away unscathed. I didn't owe a cent. Thank you, Sam Landis. Everyone needs a Sam Landis if they have an IRS problem. The attorneys of the Landis Tax Group have resolved over 8,500 IRS cases. It's time to put the power of a real attorney, a real tax attorney, and a real tax law firm on your side for one flat low monthly fee, and when you call, you'll get a free consultation with a tax attorney. Not a salesman, no hype, no sales pitch, no BS. You'll hear exactly what you pay and exactly how long it'll take, and you'll be shocked how inexpensive it is, and you get attorney-client privilege. Call the Landis Tax Group toll-free, 800. We help you, the letter U. Numerically, it's 800-934-3578. 800-934-3578. Thank you, Sam Landis, for sponsoring the show. All right, so I'm going to grab a call right now, but I want to quickly say Franklin Graham says Bakery ruling a huge win for religious freedom, and I agree with him. We thank God for answered prayer. And funny enough, that was almost word for word my exact first reaction on Twitter. I've told you I'm at Real Wayne Root, R-E-A-L, Wayne Root, and I tweeted out, thank God, glory, hallelujah, because I think it's a great ruling. It's a great ruling. Today's Supreme Court ruled in favor of Jack Phillips. The Colorado baker refused to create a wedding cake for same-sex marriage ceremony. This is a huge win for religious freedom. The state law bars businesses from refusing service based on race, sex, marital status, or sexual orientation. And I think that Franklin Graham is right, although I am not, even though I'm a Jew, took Christ as my Savior 26 years ago, going on 27. I still don't impose my views on others. I think of a baker is smart. If you're a Christian baker, a Jewish baker, you believe in Judeo-Christian values, doesn't matter. I would bake a cake for a gay couple. Go get married. I still want to make $300 on that cake. I'm a capitalist. So to me, it wouldn't have been an issue. But to some people, some Christians, it is an issue. And you have no right to hound them out of business because they don't agree with your views. And that's the problem I've got. Okay? That's the problem I've got with liberals. They want to destroy us all, and I don't. I would actually fight on behalf of a Muslim baker who owns his own business, who invested his own money, who makes a payroll every week, takes care of his employees, and he says, I won't make that cake for a gay couple. I won't make that cake for a Jewish couple, and I'm Jewish. I'd fight on behalf of the Muslim bakery. If he says, you can't walk in my store, if he says, I won't let you buy anything in my store, that's wrong. But if he says, I won't go out of my way to make something special for you because I don't believe in it, it's against my religion, he has a right to say that in the United States of America, and you have no right to hound him out of business. And if you do, you're vicious and disgusting. You're vicious and disgusting. And I think the people who walk into bakeries trying to incentivize, almost trying to inspire a Christian bakery to ruin their lives. You're demanding they bake a gay cake and you're filming it because you want to put them out of business and then you want them to spend $300,000 in legal fees that no small businessman can afford. That's disgusting. That's where liberals make me sick to my stomach. And conservatives don't do that. I'm sorry. Just like you can't force a doctor to abort a baby if it's against his religious conscience, you can't make a doctor perform an abortion. See, I'm somebody who thinks if abortion is the law of the land, then some doctors can do abortions. But you can't force a good Christian doctor to abort a baby if he believes that's a sin and it's murder. So I'm just a reasonable person. I'm a constitutionalist. And I also believe in Judeo-Christian values. So I think today's ruling was a fantastic ruling all the way around. You can't allow someone, you can't demand when someone walks in your place that you won't serve them. What you can demand is you won't do something special for them, like bake a cake or be the photographer for their wedding. That's my time. If I don't believe in your wedding, you can't make me, what am I, a slave? You can't make me go photograph a wedding I don't believe in that violates my religious beliefs. I think that's what that ruling today did. It didn't stop you. You still can't not serve someone because they're black or white or Jewish or Christian or whatever, or gay. But you don't make something special. You don't have to make something special. Why do I take my time for something I don't believe in? It's up to me to decide what I want to make money on or not. You know? I think it's ridiculous. I really do think that it would be ridiculous. I don't know what the difference is between forcing someone to make a cake for someone. Is that be gay, Nazi, whatever it is? I'm Jewish and they forced me to make a Nazi cake. How can you make someone do that? You know? How can you? I don't know. We've got Mark from California in the line, Dina from Kentucky in the line, Mike from California in the line. We'll get all their comments, all their reactions on the aftermath, the root reaction when we get back. Phone number 833-WAR-TALK. There's still lines open, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Calling all viewers. Want to hear what you think? War Now. Be right back. I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
War Now.
USA Radio News.
President Trump took to Twitter today to say that he has a right to pardon himself, but suggested that he won't use that power, adding that the special counsel is, quote, unconstitutional. Today on NBC's Today Show, former President Bill Clinton was asked about the Monica Lewinsky scandal in light of the Me Too movement. Now, the president was also asked if he had apologized to Ms. Lewinsky.
You've apologized to her.
I apologize to everybody in the world.
But you didn't apologize to her.
I have not talked to her.
Do you feel like you owe her an apology?
No. But I did say publicly on more than one occasion that I was sorry. That's very different. The apology was public.
And you don't think a private apology is owed?
I don't think President Kennedy should have resigned. Do you believe President Johnson should have resigned? Someone should ask you these questions because of the way you formulate the questions.
Today, the Supreme Court ruled that a Christian baker's religious liberty was violated when Colorado Civil Rights Commission penalized him for refusing to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
All right, welcome back. Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio Network, this third hour called The Aftermath, Root Reaction. By the way, my reactions to the U.S. Gold Bureau, our latest sponsor, is wonderful, positive, optimistic. Listen, I got to do a little personal thing here. It's not the usual ad. I got to do my personal thing. If you think the economy and the world is going to hell, doom and gloom, eventually, you got to buy gold and silver, right? You got to own precious metals. That's a fact throughout history. If you think the economy is going gangbusters because Trump is a miracle worker, which I do, and I think eventually there could be a disaster, by the way, but right now, for the foreseeable future, I think it's only getting better. It's going to be a Reagan 7 more years under Trump. Well, then there's going to be massive inflation. No matter how good it gets, there's a chance of a debt crisis because the debt's still going up. And number two, there's going to be inflation because things are so good. You need gold and silver to offset that, the debt and the inflation. And number three, if you're just worried about debt and nothing else, forget about whether the economy is good or bad. Under Reagan, gold did fantastic. Why? Economy was great, but the debt kept going up. Well, the debt's going to go up. No one in Washington will ever agree on cutting debt or cutting spending, ever. Ever, ever, ever. Someday there'll be an agreement and they will cut the increase in spending. They will never cut the actual spending. You need gold. So it doesn't really matter what the reason is. Everybody needs wealth insurance. You got to protect what you've got with gold, and you got to take a shot like it has over history. When things get bad, gold will go up and you'll make some money. So the U.S. Gold Bureau invites everybody to call right now. If you've ever thought about owning gold, ever, 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 for 1 second, just for calling, they're going to send you a free silver eagle coin. Direct from the U.S. Mint, brilliant, uncirculated condition. It's free. It's 1 ounce of pure silver. No obligation, no shipping costs, no hidden fees. That's the whole story. They're so sure they can win you over as a long-term client, they're willing to take a short-term loss. They're willing to lose money and send you a free gold, silver coin, American Silver Eagle, just for the chance to earn your business. Call right now for your free consultation and your free coin at 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD. 800-885-4653. Thank you for sponsoring the show. Appreciate it. Let's grab some calls. Line one, Mark from California. Mark, you're on Wayne Root. Wants to talk about the California primary. What's happening, Mark? Any hope in California at all?
Wayne, the power hour is the hope. You know, you give us fuel. This is what helps everybody. But, yeah, that's interesting. And I want to talk about the generic poll for Republicans, too. But you mentioned something just a minute ago. And it was about the you would never bake a Nazi cake. Did I hear that?
I said that. I'm Jewish. I wouldn't bake a Nazi cake that says I love Hitler. I wouldn't do that. But if a Nazi walked in my bakery and I have a display case full of 50 cakes and the guy had Hitler stuff up and down his arms, guess what? If you want to pick out a cake that's already made with sprinkles on top, no problem. I'll make $50 off you. I don't have a problem with that. I'm a capitalist. I'll sell to anybody, but I won't make something that says something terrible about my Jewish people or says something terrible about Christians or says I love Hitler. I wouldn't do that, but I'll sell you a cake in general. And that's what the Supreme Court ruling basically said today. You have to sell them stuff in your store. You don't have to make stuff just for them that offends you.
No, I like that. I want to talk about Cal. That's a great answer. But I want to talk about California. But first, a couple weeks ago, I was listening. I was in Vegas, and I heard the show. And you mentioned the guys. Before we talk about California, New York, there was Schneiderman.
Yeah.
Wiener.
Schneiderman,
what are
Weinstein.
The four guys in New York, just before we go to California?
Schneiderman,
what were those
Weinstein,
names that were the
Wiener,
rock stars?
Schneiderman, Weinstein, Wiener. And Spitzer. That's the four famous liberals in New York that all got kicked out of office and or arrested and or bad stuff happened to them because they were, you know, sexually harassing or having sex with prostitutes or, you know, something involving sexual bad habits, sexual proclivity. So it's quite a listing. Sounds like a law firm in New York City to me.
So California, look, the jungle primary was the Schwarzenegger idea, which in a weird way, on statewide races, is horrible for Republicans, you understand.
Yes.
Feinstein is probably most likely going to run against the communist. Statewide, it's a problem. But in governor, it's a different thing. And maybe hopefully Cox gets in, and maybe in a couple of congressional. But it's a loser for Republicans, the jungle primary.
Right.
What do you think about that?
No, I think on a statewide basis, it's generally a nightmare because in a state as liberal as California, no Republican will be on the ballot in November in most cases for the top offices, attorney general, governor, lieutenant governor. You might have a complete sweep. It'll be Democrat against Democrat in November, and no Republican or conservative gets a chance to be even at the ballot. So I think it's a disaster, and I wouldn't want it for my state. But there are little asterisks where it could work out well for us.
Right.
For instance, in
right.
California, if there's 20 people running and 18 are Democrats and only one is a Republican and one, say, a Libertarian, the one Republican might actually get enough votes to be one of the top two because the other 18 will cancel each other out. They can't get enough votes when there's 18 people running. So I actually think we may squeak through with a couple candidates. At least we have a shot to do that in a couple of races I've seen.
Yeah, that's all you can hope. And until the Republicans wake up, the country club Republicans aren't fighters like you. You understand?
Right.
You're training country club Republicans to behave in a different way. What would you tell country club Republicans everywhere? What do they got to do to win in November?
They got to fight. They got to answer back. They got to return fire. When someone's shooting at you, you got to return fire. You can't run away like a scaredy cat. They call us bad names all the time, but, you know, it's like perfect examples with the Supreme Court case. So I just admit it to everyone, even though I'm Jewish and a conservative Republican, I would fight on behalf of the Muslim bakery owner in Dearborn, Michigan, who doesn't want to serve someone because it offends his religion. I would fight on his behalf because I think it'll turn around and boomerang against me. So I get it where there's a standard. Business owners have a right to do what they want to do in their own store, in my opinion. So I take the stand of the Muslim, even though he doesn't want to bake a cake for a Jew, as an example. I would take the Muslim side. But what gets me really mad, it ties in with your question now, Mark, is what wussies Republicans are, because the government comes after the Christian bakers, but no government has ever come after the Muslim bakers in Dearborn. And they won't, because government is liberal by nature and also politically correct and also big on diversity, and they're scared to death to ever sue a Muslim. Oh, they might get rioting in the streets from Muslims. They don't want to stir that kind of trouble. Christians don't riot in the streets, do they? I've never seen Christians or Jews riot in the streets in my life. But you might see nationwide demonstrations with violence if you ever shut down a Muslim bakery. So what's really unfair is when you choose to persecute one and not persecute the other. That's how dumb Republicans are. We're getting persecuted, and we don't hit back. We don't answer back. It's stupid. It's just dumb. If you're a Republican or a conservative, even worse, and you say you're a never-Trumper, you are a moron. Let me say that on national TV. You are a moron.
You could also be a moron if you're like Gowdy, who builds himself up and then makes him feel silly. I don't know if he can apologize his way out of that.
Gowdy's not a moron.
He has a deep state future. That's what I want to finish here.
Something's wrong with Gowdy.
And you just reminded me, the deep state future, Gowdy has a deep state future, he thinks.
Yeah.
He's trying to placate them. But until you get rid of Rosenstein, I don't know what Trump's waiting for, other than I hope his support coming out with the IG shows enough. Right. Rosenstein should just be put aside.
Right.
Get in a Mulcahy or somebody, because the number two is important. If you get rid of Sessions, number two has to be rock solid with a great experience and ready to go. Look, if they got rid of, Secretary of State Tillerson, nobody cared. Nobody cares about this stuff. Just get the job done. Wayne, you're a warrior. I love you. Keep going. Keep the genetics thing. I love it. See ya.
Thanks, Mark. Nice call. Thank you. All right, let's take, actually, we had Mark in California. Let's take Mike in California. Line three, Mike in California. Mike, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you? Mike, you're on with Wayne.
How are you?
Good, good. How are you? What's going on in California now? What's on your mind about the Supreme Court ruling?
Well, that's great. We talked about this earlier. As a fellow musician and a Christian supporter of Israel, Wayne, we were just talking about this. What if I was a musician that was asked to go to a gay party, but I didn't want to play my music there? And the guy says, well, you can have the right to refuse the photography. But, you know, I think we can do that with our music, our freedom of speech. But, Wayne, I just want to let you know, the reason this country is so blessed, in my opinion, not only are we having Christian leaders like President, but we're supporting Israel. I'm not a Jew, but I love the Jewish people. He said, I'll bless those that bless you and curse those that curse you. And, you know, when they went into that cake shop, you might as well have been saying, we want you to deny your Christian values.
Of course. They did that on purpose.
That might happen in the Middle East. That might happen in the Middle East, Wayne, but it's not going to happen in the United States on my watch.
Well, it's happening, but we're fighting back. It is happening, but we're fighting back. There are plenty of places. It happened in Colorado. They just happened to overturn it today. It's happened at least twice, I believe, in Oregon. I'm sure it's happened somewhere in California. Liberals are looking to seek out ways to destroy us. They want to walk into a store with an undercover camera or an undercover video, undercover audio, and they want to record us refusing to service them, and then they try and use government to put us out of business. This is not a mistake. This is not a coincidence. They're doing this on purpose, just as there were liberals out there who were trying to shut down Sean Hannity, trying to shut down Laura Ingraham, shut down radio, conservative hosts, TV hosts, because they just don't like us. They don't want us on the air. This is purposeful. It's not a mistake. And by the way, you mentioned, Mike, that you're not Jewish, but you love Israel. You're a Christian. Well, by the way, thank God for Christians. It's not Jews that have saved Israel. It's Christians in America. Evangelical Christians have been the greatest supporters of the Jews in Israel of any group in the entire world. You are more important than the Jews are to Israel. It's evangelical Christians like you, good Christians, who have been the saviors of Israel, put the boot on the neck of conservative Republican politicians to always take Israel's side and support Israel as they should. Because Israel is one of our best friends in the world. And from the moment the United Nations resolution was supported by America in 48? I never remember. It's 46 or 48. But from the moment it was supported, it was our responsibility to protect Israel. If you're going to carve out land for the Jewish people and give them land, then we got to protect them. And they're our best friends. And they've got the greatest. Their Mossad is better than our CIA. They know everything going on in the whole world. You better listen to Israel. And by the way, they're better fighters than we are pound for pound. You know, they can't match us with might. But pound for pound, best fighters in the world. I'd rather have Israel on my side than any other country in the world other than the United States. They're badass, man. My kind of Jews, Israeli Jews, I love those people. I'm an American Jew. They don't fight the same Israeli Jews, but I am. I'm kind of an Israeli, undercover Israeli. Wayne Allyn-Root, War Now, USA Radio Newsmax TV. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit. And we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product. And I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
War now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back. Wayne Allyn Root, sponsor of this segment, Cenogenics. This great company. I can't call them an anti-aging clinic. That's what I would call them. But they say there's no such thing as anti-aging. You could just slow aging. You could stall aging. You could put aging off. You could reverse the clock for a few years, and then aging still comes eventually. You can't be anti-aging. Everybody's going to die. Everyone's going to get old. But you can look the best you can for your age. It was founded in 1997. Cenogenics has treated over 35,000 patients in the U.S. and worldwide, highly trusted by physicians. MDs and their families make up about 25% of the patient base. What does that tell you? That's amazing. Have you ever heard of a business where doctors make up 25% of the patient base? It's amazing. It's not a weight loss. It's all about reversing the clock, you know, and stalling aging. And yet the average patient has a 30% reduction in body fat. Free consultation available, no obligation. For your free, no obligation consultation, call 888-YOUNGER. The opposite of older, right, is younger. 888-YOUNGER, Younger, or register at cenogenics.com. And let me tell you, they took over my life. It's only been 3 weeks, and someone commented yesterday, they were like, wow, are you pounding the weights in the gym? Look at your arms. It's just been 3 weeks. 3 weeks of hormones, 3 weeks of total change in my diet, 3 weeks of protein shakes every morning and protein shakes before I go to bed, 3 weeks of total change in the way I lift weights and total change in the way I work out. 3 weeks of the total change in the vitamins I take. And so, and it's their vitamins. It's an unbelievable mixture. And they say in 3 months, you're going to see the transformation on national TV. Your host in 3 months is going to look like a different person. I'll have to take off my jacket and start flexing for you, you know? Do a bodybuilding demonstration. It's supposed to be amazing. And I'm going to be 57 years old next month. So we'll see if they can reverse my aging clock. But they can definitely do some amazing things and make all of us healthier and lose some weight and feel better again. 888-YOUNGER. You want to be younger. Doesn't everybody? 888-YOUNGER. Thank you for sponsoring the show. Or go to cenogenics.com. Cenegenics. All right, let's grab some calls. Let's grab Art in Arizona. Line 4. Art in Arizona. Hey, Art. You're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. How are you doing?
Very good. What's on your mind?
Awesome. Well, I just got into the back end when you were doing your opening monologue of, I guess, this hour about all the stuff that the president has done and how amazing it is, 500 days only, and he's accomplished all of the greatness of our economy, how people look at us internationally and that. The problem that I have, my wife and I are constantly talking about this, we have a lot of friends that are fairly intellectual. You know, they went to college, they've been in business, I was in business, but their hatred is so incredible, the animus is so incredible, especially with people that, about Trump, people that have been in business, who are still in business and succeeding, are just, they don't get it, and I don't know how to get through to them.
Mark, thank God it's not everybody. I mean, the majority of business owners love Trump. It's the highest small business optimism index ever. ever. So, I mean, most business people appreciate Trump, but there are a few who don't. By the way, I have to say it's very often my Jewish people. You know, when you meet someone, if I meet someone who is non-Jewish and they own a business, 99% of the time they love Donald Trump and they high-five me and say, thank you for all you do for Trump, you're the greatest. But if I meet someone who's Jewish and I get on the topic of Trump, they, oh, I hate him, oh, he's a Nazi, oh, he's bad. And I'm like, what? He's the most pro-Israel president in American history. He's better for the Jews than any president in American history. He's better for business owners than anyone in American history. He's better for taxpayers. He's better for middle-class people. He's better for health insurance. Are you out of your mind? He's killing taxes and regulations. He's destroyed ISIS. Are you nuts? I mean, it's my own people I could argue with all day long. So that's probably who you're talking about. They're probably Jewish business owners, right?
Well, you know, a funny little side note. One of my very best friends is a Jewish business owner, has been for a decade.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in line with me. He's
100%.
And you. But he has to, and I hope he and his wife aren't listening, or any friends. But
I don't know. Any business owner could not love Trump. You got to be crazy. You got to be demented.
Hey,
you know?
I had a business for 30-some-odd years, a lot of business. And he just can't talk around those people because he just doesn't want the conflict. And
there's something about intellectual. You said intellectual. There's something about the people who think they're intellectual. That's what's funny about it. They think they're intellectual. Donald Trump went to Wharton, and I went to Columbia University. I think we're both pretty smart guys. But I don't claim I'm intellectual. I know nobody thinks Trump's an intellectual. He doesn't talk about being an intellectual. We both talk about being businessmen and successful and capitalists. I never use the word intellectual. I'm not trying to impress anyone with my smarts. But I think we're smarter than most of the people who claim they're intellectual because they're all book smart, but they're street dumb. They don't have to do anything in the real world.
You hit the nail. You hit the nail right on the head. I've always said common sense is in high demand and short supply, especially when it comes
in Ivy League schools. All right, Art, really appreciate the call. What do we have time? Do we have time for even one more? No? All right, we're heading out for the day. I'm sorry I left the full deck waiting. I'm sorry. I apologize. Hey, if you want to speak to Newsmax, let him know that we can expand the show and be 2 hours and have 1 hour of nothing but me taking calls. I'd love to do it. And so send a note to Newsmax. Let him know what you think about the show. If you like it, you like calling in, it's war@newsmax.com. Let him know. war@newsmax.com or send it to me and I'll forward it to him. WayneRoot@gmail.com. My Twitter @RealWayneRoot. My website, RootForAmerica.com. And of course, you can watch the show if you're listening. You can watch it anytime. Channel 349 DirecTV, Channel 216 Dish, Fios, UVerse, many other cable channels. If your cable system doesn't carry us, call them and say, I want my Newsmax TV. I'm out my war now. My Wayne Alaruna on Newsmax TV. You got to carry Newsmax TV or I'm leaving for Dish or DirecTV. Threaten them. Let them know you'll leave. Act like Root and Trump. Be a warrior. All right, Wayne Alaruna, hope you had a great show, a great night. And we'll see you tomorrow. God bless everyone. Bye-bye.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.